Oh, that's a great way to start this recording. For the Pony Development Sync, December 13th, 2017.
Right. We got Joe here today. We got Gordon, and I feel I'm having a deja vu moment. So forgive me if this is true, but Kodak is here, and I feel like last week I asked him what his name was, and I then forgot. But Kodak, what's your name?
Oh, all right. I guess.
My name is Camille.
Hey, well, welcome. Were you here last week, or am I just having a deja vu moment?
I was here, but I didn't have time to answer when you asked my name, so you didn't know it yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So half deja vu. All right. Okay. I feel slightly better about that. I've been working a little bit too much. I have problems with work-life balance sometimes. I'm a little tired, but I do remember some stuff that's going on. Let's see. We got a... Doesn't look like we actually have any PRs to go over at the moment, Joe and Gordon. We got some in progress stuff, but that's maybe. Oh wait, $23.95 perhaps. Seems to be some activity on this. I'm not sure if it's looks like we have a couple people reporting. It looks good. The example that the PR stuff passes.
Yeah, if this is in a finished state, it looks okay to me.
Yeah, it looks okay. Let's check with them before we merge. Sound good?
Yeah.
Alrighty, and that appears to be our only one, so maybe on to some issues, shall we? Let's see what's tagged with needs discussion during sync. Ooh, alrighty. 2413, operator precedence unchecked in literal object. That was a fun one when I saw that. Looks like you already commented on it, Joe. I seem to remember that. I think pretty much, I mean, basically this is a bug, right? And it needs investigation. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a general, I gave a general idea of why it might be going wrong, but it's not very specific at the moment.
So let's see, complexity, I would say probably requires context. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to slap a help wanted on it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Alrighty, well then. Oh, hey, Joe, this is a good one. We can talk about this. Yay. 2412.
All right.
I like this one. This is a good one. This is a good one. Definitely.
Yeah.
Here's my question, because this is my takeaway from what you wrote, but I wasn't aware that this was the case, so let me make sure this is the case. So if we had if we used the bitcode and we distributed the bitcode, does that mean that we don't, but we still need the SSL libraries and everything still need to be installed, right? Like the shared library SSLs, because you start talking about static binaries as well. So as long as you're not using something like OpenSSL, which is a shared library, yes? Or
yeah. I mean, my other goal would probably be to try to see if we could, figure out how to mitigate those. But yeah, I mean, ideally, you could use Pony without libssl if you weren't using the SSL package.
Yeah, that would be the ideal. Yes, and so, I mean, you can. you can, as long as you don't try to, as long as you don't try to link it in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The issue is that I think some of the, like, because of the kinds of weirdnesses across OpenSSL versions that somebody else is opening a PR right now to get better compatibility with a new OpenSSL version, and it, you know, it, a lot of the OpenSSL weirdnesses I think are wrapped by. I think this is the case. I think we're already wrapping some of those in libpony RT calls. I'm not totally sure that's true, but I think that's true. In which case, libpony RT, yeah, would need to be linked against it, unless using the bitcode somehow circumvents that. But anyway, getting the bitcode shipped with the Pony compiler would be a first step, at least, toward being able to have like totally independent binaries that we can create. And you know, if it's a situation where like you're using OpenSSL in your program and like you have to have libSSL, you know, you have to have it as a library on your system, like I'm okay with that kind of outcome as long as we can create binaries that aren't using those features and thus don't need those libraries attached. Like that would be kind of my ideal situation.
Yeah, so at least from the, speaking purely from the Wallaroo Labs kind of stuff on this is, you know, as we've mentioned, you know, we're working on Golang support. So certainly one thing that would be awesome for us is if we could build Pony libraries, which are, I mean, Pony binaries for Wallaroo, which are, for the Go stuff, which are static binaries like Go users would expect. So this is certainly something where, you know, if we move towards it with as a Pony community, that would be awesome from a Wallaroo side. Like I put on here, like, though I don't think this is anything that we could really help out on for at least a couple of months. We have plenty of other stuff that like we have to get done over the next couple months. But It's certainly, I really like the, I like the idea. I think it's a good idea. I believe we've discussed it a bit in the past in or touched on it tangentially at least.
Yeah. And you know, it's totally fair that, you know, nobody necessarily has time to drop what they're doing right now to work on it. It's something that I remembered this discussion had happened and it was kind of buried in a ticket that got closed because it was a little bit off topic for that ticket. So,
yeah,
I wanted to kind of revive the conversation and get us back to this point, and also because, like as I've told you, that I'm also trying to work on an open source program that people would want to ideally use without having to jump through some Pony libpony RT hurdles. It would just be great in general for the Pony community to be able to do this sort of thing. So the downside of this is that we, when it comes to GCC versus Clang, I mean, I wrote three downsides here in the ticket, but the second one, GCC versus Clang, I think Dipin mentioned that in that other ticket that this links to, I think Dipin mentioned that maybe we could consider like also supporting GCC bitcode as well, but I'm not totally sure that that's worth the effort. I don't know. I mean, this would need somebody to investigate it. But like it says that LLVM can Dipin linked to in a comment on 26th of October that LLVM can accept IR from the GCC toolchain, but I think. Yeah. So Benoit commented after that, I've never worked with GCC's IR, but I've heard that it's a pain to work with. I'll look into what can be done. So that was the final comment on that, I think. Personally, I, you know, when I first was reading this conversation months ago, or was it like a year ago? It was like a year ago. When I was first reading this conversation, I was thinking, oh man, it's really great to be able to support both GCC and Clang for building Pony C. But I don't know. Now I'm kind of coming back around to thinking that Since we already require LLVM to be present, having Clang present is not necessarily a significant burden, and it may simplify our lives a little bit in other ways too.
Yeah, I mean, my ideal world isn't like, hey, we're tied to one compiler, right? But saying that, like, hey, you can
do the bitcode version instead, that, yeah. I'm a little uncomfortable with the idea of no GCC support. Like, it's just kind of more widespread.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could say something like the bitcode option is not available to you if the Pony C you're using was compiled with GCC.
Yeah, I mean, that I'm totally on board with. I just try to imagine like you know, I've heard from folks who have a hard time getting Clang working on some Linux ones. I don't know if there's a simple solution where we can easily guide folks through it or not, but you know, and just, I don't know, I'm still kind of old school with the idea of being tied to a single compiler for a C compiler gives me the heebie-jeebies a little.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely, only having to support one, not having to worry about like mucking around with multiple different versions of, you know, supporting GCC. There's also, you know, certain charm in that for me, having, you know, spent some weekends fixing broken GCC compatibility at different points. So.
Yeah. The other dimension to this that Benoit noted in the, and I think he noted it in the other ticket, was that we've talked about trying to have better FFI support at Pony program compile time, such that you could basically do things like link to C headers and various things like that, like linking to a C header and avoiding having to do some function declarations, or at least verifying that your function declarations are compatible with the ones that are defined in the C header. Things like that, that would probably be, you know, if we implement something like that, it would probably be tied into libclang.
Yeah, and I think if we had stuff like that, that then I personally become a lot more comfortable with the, okay, it's Clang or nothing, because, you know, we're starting to pick up a lot of advantages from it there then.
Yeah. The other, the other two disadvantages I mentioned there in the ticket that are kind of to be expected, but obviously a static binary that includes libponyrt is going to be bigger than a binary that dynamically links to it. That should be obvious to most people who have like thought about the distinction between the two before, but it's something to mention that if we make this the default, then if we make this whole program optimization path the default for those who are building a release build of a Pony program, then you know, their binaries are going to be a little bit bigger, but that's because they're shipping libponyrt effectively with them. So.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we have an option so that people who are trying to run in a smaller embedded or whatever right. type environment, that should be fine. Which I know of at least one person who was working on that. So.
Yeah, and I think we would have to keep that option around. Like if basically we have to fall back to that if the the bitcode wasn't present, and we could also have an option to disable it. But yeah, the other one is that obviously building a release build is going to be, maybe not obviously, but building a release build of a Pony program will be significantly slower when you're using this feature because it's doing a lot more analysis and optimization. So that's something else to keep in mind, but that's also probably to be expected. And I think the general consensus in the other thread was that it's okay as long as we keep debug builds fast for development iterations and we can make release builds a little bit slower.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Okay. Well, that's probably mostly what we need to discuss on that for now. I noted that it looks like Benoit completed part of this with a pull request 1058 that I think makes this overall flow already possible, but I haven't tested it out yet. I think he probably has. So, I think what's left beyond that would be to try to like make it the default by bundling the bitcode with the Sony C distribution and like the RPMs and stuff and our own Linux and the homebrew stuff.
Is that the next step?
Yeah, I think so. Like build and bundle the bitcode with our distribution, and then make it so that this is the default if the bitcode is available for release of binary.
Can you put a note on that so it wouldn't be immediately, but sometime when I have a little bit of time to kill and I want to do something fairly mindless. Sure. I'm probably the best person to look into what's involved for that for homebrew. And I'm at this point with, I'm probably the most experienced person now with the stuff for the RPM and Debian packages getting built. And I know that should be pretty straightforward and I can do it sometime when like I want to do something mindless. Gordon, who's on the call, is probably the right person to be looking at the Windows stuff because I don't actually know how the Windows package is put together. But I think I asked Gordon to help me make a change at some point, and he did. So I'm pretty sure Gordon knows how the Windows packages get put together.
Yeah, they're not. We don't make an actual installer or anything. We just distribute it in a zip file.
Yeah, I think that's the code to do all that runs in AppVeyor, right?
Yep.
Yeah, which is I'm not familiar. I know about the stuff that runs in Travis. I've never done the stuff that runs in there. So I don't know. Maybe if you have time at some point where if the file gets created as part of our current build process, then I would assume it's probably easy to start including it in the zip file even if we're not using it for right now.
Yep. Yeah. Now, to make everything build with Clang on Windows is going to be a bit of work.
Oh, yes. There's that part, though.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I would imagine, Joe, the first step with this would be this is available on Linux, but not on Windows.
Yeah. Is Clang not available on – that's right. We're using Visual Studio.
Yeah, Clang is available, and it's gotten easier and easier to do things with, but it just requires a bit of changes.
Right.
Didn't you send me like a blog post last year that was basically describing how difficult it was to do, Gordon? I seem to remember that. And you're saying it's gotten a lot better since then?
Oh, I thought you sent me that blog
post. Okay. All right, somebody sent a post one way or another, but apparently it's gotten much better, you say?
Well, a tiny bit.
Okay.
So yeah, it's going to be a bit of work, yeah.
Yeah. So then I guess my concern on that would be is, you know, I would expect most people on Windows probably are decent at setting up Visual Studio, but not so much Clang, and we'd want to have a discussion about that.
We'd want to have a one-button install for the development setup.
For setup of a developer of Pony, somebody who's going to be developing on Pony C or somebody who's developing Pony programs with Pony.
Somebody developing Pony C.
Okay, yeah.
Anything else on this one?
Nothing I can think of. I'm adding that note as a comment.
Okay. Then next up would be 2409. Matthias opened it up. It's add C and sub C functions not implemented for U128 and I128. Let's see here. There appears to be some conversation. Okay, and then it seems to be kind of unrelated for that. So I guess it's we don't have ADC and SubC because they're because we don't have the LLVM. There's no LLVM intrinsic for it.
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, I went ahead and I tried to whip together an implementation of this that, like, basically, like we do for other 128-bit operations, uses the LLVM intrinsic if it's present, and falls back to a default implementation if it isn't. So I have a PR for this that I just haven't filed yet. I probably should assign myself a certificate.
Okay, GEMC has a PR for this. He just hasn't opened it yet, but is planning on it.
Yeah, I'll try to do that soon.
It's funny. While I was typing that, I watched GEMC self-assign, then boom, remove needs discussion from sync, and then boom, enhancement in progress. Woo! Fun watching it live. Alrighty. So let's see. Another one from Matthias. 2408, pattern match claims to not be matchable, although it should be.
Yeah, so this is where you figured out that it should not be matchable, but the error is just terrible. Is that right?
He's not on the call today.
Okay. Yeah. I think that. Yeah, he figured out why. Like, he filed the other ticket because he figured out why this doesn't match.
Oh, okay. All right. Ah, yes, I see. Okay. What was the error message he got?
Return type. T-val body type. The first one. This is a little bit terrible, isn't it? It says the pattern can never match. Match type is T-val, bool val. Pattern type is T-val, bool val.
That's a freaking. Oh my god. Oh yeah, I encountered one of these somewhere else before. Do we have a ticket open for the same thing? I feel like we might have had this come up before. I certainly have.
Yeah, I have a talk about it too. But maybe it's just because I don't know, I've seen it before or something like that. But so someone needs to go in and see what the AST for each of these looks like. So I'll make a comment there.
I'm going to do requires context, bug needs investigation, and help wanted. And you're going to leave a comment, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Bum, bum, bum. Oops. Okay. Okay, we left that one marked so we could pick it up again, get Benoit, Sots. Benoit's not around. This one here. So 2380 is marked as needs discussion during sync. Looks like there was a discussion during sync. Was that marked so that we would pick it up again at some point, or was it just never taken off? Looks like you were part of that call, Joe. So
let's see. We decided, I'm not sure why I this is, I guess, my fault for not writing this down in the ticket, the result of the sync call. I think that this, I'm trying to remember what we discussed.
Oh, no, wait, I see why you said the label still remains. Okay, I just found it down at the very bottom of stuff. I had missed your last paragraph. But I worry that it may have problematic type system implications, so we still need to discuss from that angle. That's why the needs discussion label remains. I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. So yeah, this really needs discussion with somebody who can speak authoritatively on the soundness of allowing this.
Certainly that could be Sylvan.
Yeah.
I would expect, hopefully he'll be back on some of these sync calls at some point when he has internet at home. I don't know. Did I mention that to you, Joe?
No.
For bureaucratic reasons, after they moved into their house, their new house, they found out that they couldn't get internet service for at least 2 months. So that's why he's kind of hard to get a hold of during these, what would be after hours for him most of the time right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. He was tethering off. The last sync call that he did, he was tethering off his phone. I have a feeling that financially speaking, that might not be a viable thing to do all the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can actually, I think there's a Zoom app and you can call in from your phone too, but like, so you don't necessarily need to tether, but you'd still be using your data plan, I think.
All right. So we're getting close to halfway through. That's the point when we break and ask if anybody has anything that they want to discuss. If nobody does, then we'll go back to working our way through some issues. But okay, anybody got anything they want to bring up or discuss?
I feel like I did, but that was probably the one we discussed a little bit ago about the bitcode. So that's probably what I was thinking of.
All right, that seems like a no. I'll just note that the 0.21.0 release should be happening soon. I noted that on the ticket for it. We had a dependency on that with Wallaroo Lab stuff, so I asked for it to be delayed. We're in the process of testing right now to make sure that we're good with everything. At least from a Linux standpoint, we won't be tied to specific versions due to another change that I made for PonyC. So probably either tomorrow or Friday, I'm thinking, unless we encounter something, I'll be doing the 0.21.0 release, which is going to have some really long release notes, and then I also have to write a blog post about them. Back pressure. Oh,
amazing! It's gonna be in.
Ooh, there is a lot of stuff in that. Have you looked at the changelog recently?
I've not, no. But I mean, back pressure alone is huge.
There's a lot of good stuff in this release. A lot of good stuff. Lots and lots of good stuff. There's like the experimental support for LLVM 4 and 5. There's the improvement to all the dtrace probe stuff. There's so much good stuff in here. Lots of little bug fixes and everything. Just, woo, I'm looking forward to this one.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Merry Christmas, indeed. If you're listening right now, go take a look at the changelog. There's some impressive stuff in there. Good times. Okay, in that case then, let's see, 2362 is still marked as needs discussion during sync. Why did I add that? I apparently added that label 7 days ago. Why did I add that label 7 days ago?
I'm not sure. I mean, Matthias and I talked about a general plan. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess we can add labels for it, which would be like enhancement. I'm adding him right now. Ready for work. Complexity. I'm gonna say requires context just because of the byte order stuff.
I remember why I added the label. I was like, it seems like a decision was made on this, but I'm not entirely clear from it exactly what it would be.
So complexity requires context, enhancement ready for work, and I added help wanted.
Nice. Always with the help wanted. Let's see, 2346 is marked as needs discussion during sync. It's been labeled as that for 27 days.
This is something that Benoit said he was going to take a look at. I don't think he assigned himself a ticket, but this one's a pretty ugly one. We went over it in the sync call last week, I think, or maybe the week before, but recently we went over it in the sync call, and Benoit said he was going to take a look at it a little bit later, just because it was not anything that became immediately obvious in the sync call.
Okay. I'm going to take the needs discussion during sync right now off. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. And I will put Benoit on it for the moment. I always first look for him under the bees when signing. Okay, man, we're starting to get way back to 27 days ago, Joe, you added needs discussion during sync to 2339, which we looks like we have not discussed since that point in time. This is another one of those fun BSD atomics problems.
I think we tried to talk about it during one of the sync calls, and we it didn't make much progress. I think that's the status of that. Like, I think we went over with this a little bit.
The end of
the discussion was that Scott said it was not blocking his work. Just that something that he noticed and filed a ticket about. And I think our general inclination was like, we don't really know what to do about this without knowing more about the nature of FreeBSD. And maybe if somebody needs FreeBSD to like 10.4 to work, they might have an idea of what to do here that we don't. I guess what I'll do is add requires context. And
I actually was putting those right now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
So...
damn it, half of them disappeared.
That was me, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, GitHub, like when you start selecting labels, GitHub takes them all as a single transaction. Or like it'll clobber somebody else's labels if you... add some to your own.
Yep. So, I mean, I tried to fix this one previously in the past, but I'm not enough of a FreeBSD person to do it.
Yeah. Are you typing a comment or should I?
Go ahead, type a comment.
Yeah, okay.
I'm asking for help right now on Twitter. I'm pretty sure that's like the 12,000th time I've tried to do that. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. All righty. So I think this is kind of fixed. Let's see. I'm looking at a 2317, which I opened. Okay. I'm gonna assign 2317 to myself and do this needs to be tested again with 0.21.0. Okay. Oh my goodness, hey. We're to Codex on the call, and we're at one that he opened. 2308, array size, self mutation, or string concatenation issue. Let's see. Oh, okay. So. This would appear to be something with a struct.
Yeah, since it was mentioned that Benoit reproduced it and started to investigate, I think we should get his comment. Like, if he doesn't want to continue working on this, he should like dump what he knows here. I'll type a comment to that effect.
Okay. Shall I take needs discussion during sync off for now?
Sure.
Okay. I love those days when we have this big backlog of issues for needs discussion during sync, and there's not a lot of PR, so we get to power through all of them. Mm. Another one that Codex opened. 2291. This is embedded source code documentation and then link them. I believe we had discussed this previously and the label never came off. But Codex, if I understand the thing that would be blocking you right now, it's that the docs directory is not available when the install is done, right?
Yeah, that's where I left, because I don't know if it's a package with a compiler, because for myself, I grab usually the compiler from Bintray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the doc folder is available, so I don't know if I put stuff in here that should be embedded in the generated documentation, if it will be available with the compiler. So I don't know if I can assume it's already here or if I need a fallback when it's not.
I wonder where would we put that? If it was available, where would it go? Would it have to go somewhere in the install location, right? I mean, we should be able to. There's no reason why we couldn't include it as part of the install stuff. It would just be a matter of where would be the ideal place for it to go once it's in, like, once we do an install.
Yeah, I mean, probably the most reasonable place is wherever we're dumping packages right now, like the mm-hmm. like the standard library. This should probably just go alongside those. And that's probably, honestly, like, this is a similar discussion to where we want to put the bit code, right? Because if we're gonna try to do bit code as part of the distribution as well, like, you need to find a place for that, and it would probably be somewhere roughly similar to where we currently put the standard library pony source code files.
So everything goes in, well, at least the default on the Windows one is it goes in user local lib pony, and then based on the particular version, right? Everything ends up in there. So then inside that, there's bin include lib and packages, right? So we could certainly have inside that basic pony directory, I mean, like, there could be a doc support one or something like that. I don't think it makes sense for this particular one to be in packages, right? Because that's like the actual packages. But and not in bin, not in include, probably not in lib either, because that's where libponyca and libponyrta are. But I think it could make sense for us to, as part of the install, to add another package, add another directory that goes there. What would be a good name for it? Docs itself is not a good name, right? Because I would expect documentation to be in there. But
docs dash support makes sense.
Docs dash support, yeah. So okay, so let's see. Let me add the comment on codec. We could add a docs dash support directory that is installed alongside the usual installation directories that contains all the contents of docs. That would be work for Molly and I could handle Windows. I take the platforms plus plus we need to we could certainly do that. So Gordon, that would probably be that's both whatever what runs on AppBear to create the zip files, and then also the make file on Linux and OS X has an install command which would need to be updated to do this. Is there an equivalent on Windows?
No.
So it would just be the AppBear stuff for that?
That's right.
Okay. So I mean, I think this is certainly something we could do. I'm assuming that's pretty straightforward and easy, Gordon, on the Windows side.
Yep.
I know it is on the other, so yeah, why don't I'm gonna stick both of us on there just so we remember that we each have a little something to do for part of this, Gordon. Sound good?
Sounds good.
We can make that happen. And so that you can move forward with that. Sound good?
Yes, but I have a time to follow the already existing docs directory is something that is used to with the documentation, or it's completely something else?
That one is basically, there was a place that stuff needed to get stuck for, which is used, that's when as part of the release process, there's a make documentation task, which creates the latest documentation using the Pony compiler and grabs files from that .docs file folder and then uploads them to the Git repo, which is used to build the standard library website. So that's what those are currently used for.
Okay,
right?
So it's not for user code, it's just for the compiler and the standard library.
It's just that was the one reason that it was there. Yeah, but like, let me when I'm you could go ahead and you. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't want to use the same one right now.
Yeah.
We might end up wanting to use a different one, but for right now, I'd say we could go ahead and use the .docs, and we might end up changing it to like docs-support or something, right? For where it can go. But it would be part of the install.
Yeah, okay, seems fine.
Gordon had to bounce for work. Okay. Cool. That's good. I need to stop giving myself more work. Well, we're going way back in time now, Joe. We're back to, okay, this one's for Benoit. Never mind. Let's see. Wow, this one's got a really long one here. This is one I needed. This is really needed to discuss with Sylvan. Okay. Well, no, we're out of stuff. We're out of stuff on the
Pony City Repo.
Whatever will we do? Let's see. Is there anything over here on RFCs? I think we're at the end, unless anybody has anything they want to bring up. Anybody got anything?
Not particularly.
Alrighty then. Well, thank you everyone for coming, and see you next week. Have a good one. All right.